This is the BBC.
Hellier, before our next program, I'd like to have a word with you about a group of people who won't be able to enjoy their Christmas like you and me. People who, through no fault of their own, are pitiful outcasts from the society in which we live. I just wish you could see some of them. They're shut away from the outside world that we enjoy. The more lucid ones will talk, very often, to themselves. And they all suffer from delusions. Delusions that they're being watched. Please remember them this Christmas. Send your contribution, however small, to Channel 4, Charlotte Street.
Radio 1. Adrian Just.
I've been rather worried about Jim.
I like Channel 4 myself. There was one of those educational programs on last night. You know, after 10 minutes you switch off and say, blimey, that's taught me a lesson. Hello, how are you? Heatwave here. With a capital K. Heatwave with Boogie Nights. Or as they said in the middle, Boozy Nights. Quite appropriate, really, looking at this fella. Blimey, where did you get to last night?
It was a special occasion. It was me granddad's 103rd birthday party. He wasn't there. He died when he was 29. I always feel sorry for people who don't drink me. If you know anybody who doesn't drink, feel sorry for them, because when they wake up in the morning, that's the best they're going to feel all day.
Well, I should watch out if I were you. Your missus doesn't look at all pleased.
Suppose she were entertaining a nice young man in her home and you came in looking like that, with your shoes off and your breath smelling of cheap liquor.
Cheap? $4 a gallon.
The other night she was 5 minutes late for opening time at the pub and brewery shares slumped.
You wouldn't get in to switch that new alcohol-free lager. Words, great man.
Alcohol-free lager? The whole point of drinking lager is there's alcohol in it. Look, we'll have the Israelis making pork-free pigs soon.
That's not bad.
Shh. But the worst part about boozing is coming home. Especially if it's been a long night.
I said, now listen, I said, don't make any noise, because if you do, our old woman will wake up and it's finito benito job. So now keep it quiet. Shh. I opened the taxi drawer, fell out, smack on the pavement. Teeth marks all over the flagstones of us. I staggered up to the garden gate and opened it. And shut it behind us, and we got one of them garden gates that tells the time. So when you shut it, all the windows in the street fly up and they stick their heads out and say, 4 o'clock in the bloody morning!
Upset by the gate, eh? It's lucky they didn't take offence. I saw him the other day lying on a zebra crossing. He was there saying, I'll play this piano if it takes all night. It's madness. Our house.
Father wears his Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around. Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our house, it has a crowd. There's always something happening and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down and a mess is not allowed. Them up with a small kiss. She's the one they're going to miss in lots of ways.
And our house. And I think I'll play that for all the estate agents listening in. Because a lot of them work on Saturdays, don't they? In fact, come to think of it, it's probably their busiest day.
And the back patio's absolutely lovely. But I feel it's only fair to point out that this house does have one or two little drawbacks.
Drawbacks?
Well, yes. You see, there's the gasworks to the north, the brewery to the south. Huh? Over there is the vinegar distillery. And on the west side here is the glue factory.
Oh, man. Why waste our time showing us a place like this?
Well, A, the rent's very cheap. And B, you can always tell which way the wind's blowing.
They can turn anything to their advantage, can't they? It's like the bloke who rang up and said, Doctor, come quick, my wife's going to have a baby. He said, you've got the wrong number, mate, but can I interest you in a larger house? Unusual rhythm. Nice though, Robert Palmer with Pride, which as we all know comes before a fall.
And we all fall sooner or later.
By my sainted aunt Michael, there's an awful lot of beautiful women going in and out of that place over there.
Oh, keep away from there, Seamus. This is Madame Fifi's house of ill repute.
And would you believe, I just seen the vicar himself gone in not 10 minutes ago.
Well, it's just what you'd expect from one of them parsons.
And will you look now? She's the rabbi. The rabbi turned up his collar and walked in as bold as you please.
Oh, it's a terrible thing that any man of the cloth should go into a den of inequality like that.
But wait, who's that going in now with his cloak hiding his face? Oh, it's the priest, Michael. The priest himself.
Oh, now that's a powerful shade. Just think, one of those poor girls must have been taken ill.
They were on the bus last week and the conductor was shouting, Patrick Street, Margaret Street, Frederick Street. He said, should we not be getting off now? He says, no, wait till your name's called.
Oh,
Don't need me to tell you, really, do you? Human League and their biggest for ages, the Mirror Man. Aye, aye. Here's one now.
Daft, idiotic things, mirrors. Why can't they reflect things properly?
What?
See, when you think your hands are going forwards and left, they're going backwards and right.
Like, you're not still struggling with that bow tie, surely? Actually, I've got to get dressed up on Monday night, because we're going to the advertising awards in Park Lane now. So I better get the old black tie out of mothballs.
How can anybody as stupid as you put a bow tie on? I've known you have trouble putting your trousers on.
Well, I'm doing better than you anyway. Why don't you try it without the mirror?
I have tried it without the mirror. One side of the bow you couldn't see and the other side was hanging in my top pocket. The second time it was perfect. I got it just right. A nice size, lovely shape, not too tight round the neck, no creases, a perfect bow.
What happened to it?
I didn't have me collar on.
Let me try this jacket on. Looks all right, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. That's lovely, isn't it?
Yes, isn't it?
That's marvellous. That's going to show me up lovely, isn't it?
You've had that dinner suit since 1936. The lapels aren't meant to curl over at the top like that, are they?
These are silk-faced, mate.
So is the seat of the trousers, by the look. And look at the width of those trouser bottoms. Charleston, Charleston.
I'll thump you in a minute.
What do you look like? A great Peruvian ponce, that's what you are.
Don't forget those kisses on the bottom. Barry Manilow, sit right down and write myself a letter.
God, blimey, do you think about a read, let alone write?
Will you be quiet? Our pally has got a letter from his mum. What's she say?
She says, "Dear Frank, the insurance man called this morning and said that the last installment on your granny's funeral isn't paid. Hope she comes." "Since you've left home, your father has become a sex maniac and tries to make love to me every opportunity he gets. Please excuse the wobbly writing." "Your Uncle Paddy, who's been on Andrew's liver salts for 37 years, died a fortnight ago. Yesterday, we had to go up to the cemetery and beat his liver to death with a stick. Your Aunt Lily has had her teeth out and a new kitchen sink put in. Your grandmother, who has been bedridden for 35 years, took a feed of Epsom salts yesterday. She came down the stairs for the first time today. The funeral was at 2 o'clock. I would have put £2 in this letter, only I have the envelope sealed."
"We've all heard them, but it's the way you tell them."
Adrian Just.
Yes, the show that's been described as absolute.
Gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria Virginae. Gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria Virginae. Gaudete.
Domine latitiae, devoti redamus.
Gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria Virginae. Gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria Virginae. Gaudete.
Mundus renovatus est per Christo regnante.
Gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria Virginae. Gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria Virginae. Gaudete.
Nese genis puta glase per transita, unde lux est ota salus in venita.
Gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria Virginae. Gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria Virginae. Gaudete.
Benedicat Domino, salus regi nostro.
Gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria Virginae. Gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria Virginae. Gaudete.
I took Latin for 3 years. I didn't get one word of that. Gaudete from Steel Eye Span. Hooray! Yes, that's what this show needs. More ethnic folk music.
Hey, Nar, would one fine morning I spy the lass there with a mapperty dalek in number dumbed eye? She asked I the right way to Muckbottom Fair, and I up and I showed her the way.
And I think there's a moral for us all there, you know. Never wordle in your own backyard.
Yes, especially in this weather. Now, what's this next song about?
"'Tis a Lumarkshire air sung by the old spume pickers of thy parts as they sit in the chimney corner scroping their cord wangles while they don't get ITV in them parts." "When I was a clencher's bogle man in famous Lincoln town, I often clenched me bogling folk for less than half a crown. And I would wogle and nirk me boys, of that there is no doubt. Out is my delight on a shining night when the coppers aren't about."
Like, imagine the folk songs they're going to be singing in 100 years' time. You know, like, oh, I am a computer programmer from Charlie Milton Keynes. On weekdays I wear a suit and at the weekend Ferrucci jeans. Tis my delight in a Friday night to cook some haricot beans.
We had a bloke like that at our old folk club. You know, he stood 6'6" and weighed 20 stone. One night somebody said, blimey, who told him he could sing? I said, well, who's going to tell him he can't? Well, in America, but not much here. The Alan Parsons Project with the eye in the sky. All of which poses the burning question.
Is another world watching us? A recent observer described an unidentified flying object as having a large body and a small curly tail. The enlightened mind would dismiss this as a comet, and he would be wrong. What the observer saw was quite clearly a giant-sized scampi.
Scampi? Nuclear fission, I suppose. But we shouldn't scoff, because there's an awful lot of sightings that just can't be explained.
Look! Look out the window! It's horrible! Oh, it's horrible! It's not human! It's repulsive! We've been invaded by monsters. Look at it, in the middle of me vegetable patch.
Oh, Harry, do something. Do something, quick.
Hey, you. What are you doing in my vegetable garden? Them potatoes, what are you digging them up for? What are you going to do with them?
I finally figured out why those flying saucers never land, you know. It's because they're on a package tour. 10 planets in 14 days. Club and time. Well, I don't know about you, but I never have enough of it. Time, that is. Tell you, I'm voting for the first party that puts 30 hours in a day. Because, whether we like it or not, we're all slaves to the clock.
Excuse me, pal. What is it? Have you got the right time? Yes. Thanks.
Stupid boy.
There were two drunks in there yesterday, and one says, "Here, haven't I seen you in the Red Lion?" The other one says, "No, I've never been there in my life." He says, "Oh, must have been two other fellas." Let's get back to
talking it over and getting much closer, just
played it for the local constabulary down at Porth in the Rhondda, who I met up with last week. And a nice bunch of chaps it turned out to be. Evelyn King and Let's Get Back to Love. Evelyn, I'm all for it. Because love can be found in the most unlikely places. For instance, on a boat.
Terribly romantic, isn't it? Moonlight glinting on the water. Look, Fiona, up there, it's vast, almost frighteningly vast, and dark. I wonder if there's intelligent life up there.
Up there, Charles?
Not up my nose. Up there, Fiona, the sky. All those stars, they're shining just for us. See them reflected in the water.
Oh, it is, Charles. Oh, I feel they're all there, just for us.
Love is so many things, Fiona. It's wanting and needing and feeling and searching and losing and finding, hoping and dreading and wanting to need and needing to want. And...
Don't speak, Charles. Not for a moment.
Why not?
I want to get a word in.
Oh, Fiona, kiss me.
Not here, Charles. People will see.
I don't care about people.
All right, come in, number 13. Your time's up. The park's closing in 5 minutes.
Come along, Fiona. You paddle, I'll steer.
Hey, wait a minute. There's another one over there. Oi, come in, number 99. What's that? You've only got 90 boats.
Oh. I win difficulties number 66!
For you from the Illusion Orchestra, the old standard, those autumn leaves. Don't complain, you might be old and mouldy yourself one day. And talking of old and mouldy, it's time to bring on the Doctor's Gags.
Doctor, Doctor, I've only got 59 seconds to live. Sit over there, man. I'll be with you in a minute.
Thank you for curing my kleptomania, Doctor. I don't know how I can ever repay you.
Well, my fee is adequate, Mrs. Baxter. But if you should have a relapse, I'd like a Polaroid camera and a radio.
Blimey, Doctor. I thought you'd forgotten me. I've been in that waiting room for ages.
Well, you're here now, ma'am. What did you come to see me about?
Nappy rash.
Well, Mr. Jimson, did you see the specialist yesterday?
Yes, Doctor.
And what did he say was wrong with you?
Well, I couldn't catch it all, Doctor, but I heard him say he'd find out at the autopsy.
Now then, man, you see, trouble with your bowels?
Yes, Doctor.
Tell me, are you regular?
Oh, yeah, every morning at 7:30.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, I don't get up till 8 o'clock.
What help do you get, though? I mean, I went to the doctor the other week. I said, you've got to help me. I keep thinking I'm a pack of cards. He said, well, sit down there. I'll deal with you in a minute. Remember Ray Davies? Well, he's got a new single out. It's called Come Dancing, and it sounds like this.
They put a parking lot on a piece of land where the supermarket used to stand. Before that, they put up a bowling alley on the site that used to be the local pally. That's where the big band used to come and play. My sister went there on a Saturday. Come dancing, all her boyfriends used to come and call. Why not come dancing, it's only natural. Another Saturday, another date. She would be ready, but she'd always make him wait. In the hallway, in anticipation. He didn't know the night would end up in frustration. He'd end up blowing all his wages for the week, or for a cuddle and a peck on the cheek. Come dancing, that's how they did it when I was just a kid. And when they said come dancing, my sister...
called Come Dancing. Oh, he's right though, you know. Even the policemen are looking younger.
Every second we're getting older. Do you realise that as I'm talking this very minute, all your working parts are slowing down, wearing out, slowly falling to bits, grinding themselves to a standstill until one day...
Thank you very much. I did enjoy that.
Another sign of getting old is when you're going through those mail order catalogues and you start to prefer the women who are modelling the outsized clothes. You get turned on by those full-length corsets and the flannelette nightgown. A sure sign of disappearing youth, right, is when you get a zit and you don't try to hide it. I've got a zit. Young, huh? Clear us still away from me.
At my age, I want two girls at once. If I fall asleep, they got each other to talk to. You know when you get old, you get certain signs. I walked past a cemetery, two guys ran after me with shovels. You know when you're really old? When your family talks about you in front of you. Ever see those families? The guy's sitting right there. What do you want to do with Pop? I mean, Pop can't stay here. And Pop just sits there dribbling. Now, Harry, put Pop in the garage. We got company coming, okay?
Did you hear about the young couple who had someone like that living with them? And one day the wife said, Richard, I can't stand it any longer. I'm fed up with your father. He says, my father? I thought he was your father.
And then he smiled and turned.
a terse note through my door this week. It was from the lads who deliver pop to my place. And it said, if you don't mention Billy and John at Kettering, then you'll get no more ice cream soda. Lads, with weather like this, I couldn't care less. There's the Pointer Sisters on Radio 1, right here on your lovable, cuddly Adrian Just Show.
I think it's upsetting the baby.
Oh, dear, I'm not surprised.
Yes, here it is, folks. The show that's done for radio what the M1's done for hedgehogs. Here's Jonah.
Hey, Mr. Churchill comes over here to say we're doing splendidly. But it's very cold out here in the snow, marching to and from the enemy. Oh, I say it's tough, I have had enough, can you stop the cavalry? Say, oh yes, yet again, can you stop the cavalry? Mary Bradley waits at home in the nuclear fallout zone. Wish I could be dancing now in the arms of the girl I love. Wish I was at home.
It's out again for Jonah Louie and Stop the Cavalry.
Get him, Private. How do you stop a runaway horse?
Please, Sarge, bet on it.
So, you two naughty men want to join the Bombay Irish, do you?
Hi, Jockman.
Aye, aye, buddy.
Well, it's a tough life, I'll tell you. Do you know what it's like to be in the thick of a bloody battle with bullets flying and sabres clashing?
No.
Pity, I was hoping you'd tell me what it was like. However, let us take the regimental oath. Are we ready?
You are.
Open your wallet and say after me, help yourself.
Help yourself.
Thank you. Next, do you swear to be brave soldiers?
Yes.
Never turn a back on the enemy?
Never.
Always speak well of a lady?
Always.
And respect the chastity of a woman?
Yes.
Have we got nothing in common? Sigun, arm the men to the teeth.
Impossible.
No arms?
No teeth.
Then we can't fight.
Sir, I want a chance to prove that I'm a man.
Report to the M.O.
Yes, there he goes. Good yeoman stock. Do you know, when they fired the first shot of the war, he was on the Somme. When they fired the second shot, he was under a bed in Crewe.
Hey, sucker. Well, I haven't seen your face around town in a while, so I
I greeted you with a knowing smile. When I saw that girl upon your arm, I knew she won your heart with a fatal charm. I said, soul boy, let's hit the tennis and walk the ground. But in return, all you could say was, hi, George, meet my fiancé.
Guns, guns, heaven's on fire. Crazy ladies, keep them on the run. Wise guys, realize there's danger in emotional ties. Sing, sing, single and free. No fears, no tears, what I want to be. One, two, take a look at you. Death by matrimony.
Number three, doing it for this week. I'll see you in Bracknell, Berkshire tonight. At last, I'm going up market, darlings. And don't forget, Radio 1's got an extension tonight, too. Through till midnight. Non-stop, baby. But for Rob Belcher and myself, it's cheers for now. And we'll leave you with this thought for the undertaking trade. If a bunch of girls ripped Gambaccini's clothes off, would they make good pallbearers?
Thermal underwear.
Here's Jonathan King.